Shoot. Literally. Oh.
Just ride shotgun here.
Okay, let's try and be serious.
Power plays, GST. They're pretty excited about the opportunity, or at least today.
Well, I don't know that we're good enough on the power play to exclude anybody right now. So, you know, I mean, it's hard for those players. We didn't cover a lot of stuff in the room to sit and say, you need to be there, you'd be there, be here. And so, you know, I just think that people have to be aware that it's a privilege to play in the power play. And, you know, if it's not going, then let's see what else can get going. And so whether it's a certain line or certain individuals, we just wanted to see players and how they respond to pressure and their reads and stuff like that. We didn't practice a long time, but I think it was good for us to go over it a little bit today.
You expressed concern last night after the game about reaction or lack thereof from your team when the Islanders went up 2-1.
Right.
Can you teach that? Does a week learn that, or do people have that in them?
Well, I think that they can learn it. I don't think it's a reflection of our players. Let's put it that way. I think our players care deeply about results and care deeply about making fans happy here in Winnipeg. They enjoy playing here and they enjoy performing here. But there's things that happen on a team that you get caught up in and you get disappointed, and it's no different than some of the lessons you learn in your life. There's ups and downs. You don't want to get trapped into the downs, and that's what happens. And so this is something we talked a little bit about today, and how trying to overcome these things and trying to help us tackle this next episode in our journey to try to get into the playoffs.
Coach, if you have a place to add a little, we talked about confidence. Do you feel that your team is confident right now?
I wouldn't say we're a confident group, because judging, if we were a confident group, I think our response to the third period the other night would have been a lot better. And I think we're a sensitive group right now. I think we're a group that's disappointed in our production. I think that we recognize that we're not scoring that many goals as a whole. We've scored 5 and then gave up 8. So, you know, what's the real number there that we are? But so I don't think that we're a real confident group. I think confident is earned. You can show it as a coach to your group a little bit, but you have to earn it. Whether it's a line or an individual, it's something that's earned through positive play. And I think some guys are expecting a lot more from themselves, and I think that's the competitive fire that we have, and I think that's why I like the players, because they do care. So the answer is for me is I don't think we're a confident group, but that's my job and their job, is to find some way to get this back so we can perform up to our expectations.
Along those lines, Claude, Andrews stood here today and sort of put out the call for the best players to be the best players. So is that the problem, or is that just a symptom of the problem?
Did you guys sleep last night, or these questions? But it's a good question. You know what? I think that, can you repeat the question?
Sure.
Just kidding, no. I think it's a good question. The players, they care. I think they know who needs to perform, but everyone makes a contribution. Whether you're offensive guys or defensive guys, everybody makes their own contribution in the team. And you don't just win with scorers, offensive guys. Yeah, they are part of it. But when we had success in December, our scorers weren't scoring any more than we are now. We were winning games 1-0, 2-1. So everybody does their part. I would like to see us do better as a whole. Yes, individually, they'd like to do better. That's the competitive nature of them. But as a whole, I think I'd like to see the group respond better and deal. That's where we're fragmented a little bit now. And it's not because they don't care. It's just because that's how groups get formed, and that's what happens during these times. And so we're trying to bring it together.
You're a coach who likes challenges. I know you'd like to have a better record right now and whatnot, but if you guys get in, this will be quite the run you have to go on. Are you excited for that challenge, and is this new?
Well, there's challenges, and I do like challenges, but it's not like I don't have sleepless nights, but I like the challenge. But you know what, like, we're trying to focus on the task now, so we're trying to get out of this line and the playoffs. We know we want to make the playoffs, we know that, but we want to focus on 60 minutes of work. the body of work. That's what we're trying to get ourselves focused on right now. And so the answer to your question is not a direct answer, but I'm going to try to keep it where we're focusing on Minnesota. We'll deal with the other things, because what happens is that we're focusing on the big picture, which is what you guys are focusing on, and sometimes we get caught in that, and all that does is create confusion. So we want to eliminate the confusion and try and keep it as focused as we can on the task. So I don't know if that answers your question, but.
Is that where the confidence gets deflated a bit when you focus on the big task? Not you personally, but.
It's hard to say. This is a new thing for some of us, a lot more of us playing in Canada in a new market. It's excited. People expect a lot of things. Media deals differently here than in the U.S. There's a lot of things we're all trying to adjust to, you know. So, I mean, does it hurt and help the confidence? I think it would help us a lot better if we could just focus on our individual play and deal with getting better day by day. That would really help us, and that's what we're trying to sort through. And I don't know if this is the right responses to the issues, but that's what we're going to try.
Working on the parlay today, what were you trying to illustrate or demonstrate to the players? Or
you know what? I just wanted to work on it and just to get some things in place as far as what we might see a bit tomorrow, and just deal with some little details. And then I wanted to more or less take a look and see how people were in those situations and response and stuff like that. That's what I wanted to do.
What has to change more on the power to score, but what do you need to do to get to that?
When my experience tells me when you deal with the power play is that less is more. Simple is better. And if we think it's because we need this or we need that or we have to move pucks here and move there and tic-tac-toe, I think that's the wrong attitude. And that's what we're dealing with now. You have to create more by doing less. In other words, when there are shots, that's what we need to look for. If there's open lane to the net, that's where it's going. We need to know collectively that that's where it's going. And the play comes after the shot. It's that simple. Simplify it. All the power plays that have ever struggled with most coaches, they all go back to the same thing. Simple is better. Battle it, put it at the net, boom. It's when we want to make these cute plays, they don't get done. And that's what creates some of the problems, besides the battle level and stuff like that that has to pick up a bit. Execution is always something, too.
Does simplify the entries as well?
Well, the entries are a whole other animal, you know. Like, we didn't enter well last night, and one of the reasons was we tried to make plays before we got to the penalty killers. All we had to do was recognize that the space that's there is behind the wall that we're trying to penetrate with execution. Just put it to the goal line and go get it. And battle it, but you know, sometimes it's easier said than done. Last one.